This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, man, Square really did rip off this one, didn't they? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a clip on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
You got it. You got it in four.
Got it
you
in four.
Got it in four.
Just keep that whole thing in, honestly. Just keep it all in there. Just like going through there. Sometimes the brain no worky when you get into the podcast mode and everything in between, and then you try to say the line that you've said a million times in front of a wide podcast audience, and nothing comes out. It's just all incorrect. It's all incoherent babbling that the host has to do. That's why you're here. You're as the co-host, Aaron.
It's true. It's like there's something about that constant exposure that eventually you stop understanding the words, right? It's like I could almost open my mouth and just make the waveform of our very simple opening at this point. And yeah. John was having some problems with that tonight, and that's fine. That's fine. We all sometimes, I mean, this show is about experiencing repetition, isn't it? It's about digging deep into our psyches as we repeat things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did today, John? Do you know what I did today?
Well, let me say the one thing. It's like it becomes an action rather than a whole phrase. But what did you do
exactly
today?
I had that same problem. I video death looped myself, and I don't know. I'm still waiting to see if it took or not. I had, of course, as one does, the Wii Shop theme stuck in my head. Like,
okay.
It's been days. I have lived. Yep, you've got it. That's the one. Yep. Yeah, you've got it. That one. I've had it stuck in my head, and I have not had much luck excising it. And I thought maybe if I just sort of do immersion therapy for myself, and I had some chores and things I had to get done this afternoon, and I listened to the Wii Shop theme on loop by myself for like 30 minutes, hoping to just blast it out of my neurons, and I'm not sure yet if that worked. It will. Maybe it will, but I don't know. I think I'm still a bit real. I did eventually turn it off because I got tired of hearing it.
Okay, good. That's a good start. That's step one of that. Step two is, are you going to wake up in the middle of the night and like go do something, like go get a glass of water or go use a bathroom, and in the middle of that, that's going to pop back up? That's if it doesn't, you're clear. You're clear for now. You're safe.
Yeah.
But if it does show up, or if like you wake up and that's the first thing you think about, what are you going to do, Aaron?
I have no idea. I think I've got to go Super Saiyan or something. I feel like we are at that point sort of in the anime where someone shoots a massive like fireball or something at someone else, and there's a huge explosion, and they're like, no way they survived that. And then, you know, they turn away, and there's like, you see smoke, and the smoke is roiling, and you don't yet know if, like, as the smoke begins to clear, if you're going to see that silhouette of Frieza over there. But that's where I am. The smoke is roiling, and I'm like, I've destroyed that bad guy. So that's where I am in my life, typically, right now. So, you know, I'll see. I don't know. Like, I guess I'll, like I said, I will have to go Super Saiyan to destroy this. I might have to find some even worse song to get stuck in my head. But we'll
see.
I
can help you with that. I can help you with that.
I know you can. You are absolutely, you're the last man, right? Yeah. Going to John to say like, please, I need a terrible song. It's kind of like finally giving in and going, you know, to the like voodoo doctor that is, you know, is going to curse you. You know, he's
absolutely,
what you're asking for is not going to be any better than, you know, what you don't have right now. But you just do it because you're desperate And because John has a huge repository of terrible music that he's ready to
inflict
at any point.
Yeah. The monkey's paw will definitely curl over the trumpet playing smell your dick or something like that, ready for
God. If only it was smell your dick.
Add that with
the modern masterpiece.
Mash it up with the Wii shop music right there. Slow. I don't have that. I don't have a song for you to replace that one. Unfortunately, despite my better plans, I did not plan anything that devious for you tonight. So you're safe for now, Aaron.
I appreciate that.
I do have a video for you, though. I have a video that I chose, and you have no idea what it's about, correct?
I do not.
Okay, great, great. That's step one. We have passed the first echelon. Step two, though, are you ready for the video that I picked out for you this week?
I am. I'm okay. Physically ready.
All right, good. Because we're going to watch it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what is this? World Events Calico presents...
Radical stuff, man!
I guess it's like dudes doing BMX at construction sites. They land on a big egg? Is it a dino egg? And then a dino hatches out, and then they love the dino.
Yeah, this is Denver the Last Dinosaur, premier cartoon from the 80s. And by premiere, I mean it had 2 seasons, because they couldn't figure it out from there.
it looks like sort of a dino wakes up in modern day and starts playing cool rock and roll.
Oh, he doesn't wake up, Aaron. He doesn't wake up. He was born in the modern day.
Oh, he's born in modern
day. He's radical. Just, he's radicalized by the radicalness.
I don't have any recollection of Denver the Last Dino, like at all.
Mm-mm, I do not either. I understand that Denver is the last dinosaur. And he rocks with an electric guitar, as we're seeing here. And he has a group of cool friends. Even though it's called The Last Dinosaur, there's a whole lot more dinosaurs in this opening than I thought.
I mean, it's sort of like, oh, do you guys remember dinos? What if there was a dino left? Man, they definitely fly into that. Okay, I'm going to say something here, John, and I'm sorry to say this.
Say it. Say it.
Okay, we're in the prehistoric era, right? We've got dinos, stomping around, and then the camera flies into a volcano, and at the end of the volcano, they come out in modern times, so we can sort of presume that like the flying through the volcano is representing some amount of time travel, and it looks like the Chrono Trigger time tunnel, John. I'm not going to lie. It looks exactly like that. It's orange instead of blue. So, like, there's a little difference. But it's really kind of frustrating to me how much they have, like, time tunnels that look just like the Chrono Trigger time tunnel.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that again because I did not get that from that.
Attention.
I'm going to. Because when I think time tunnel, I'm thinking about, like, the top and bottom and the blue waves and, like, the little wavy. I would make a screensaver of that if I could.
Yeah, but it looks like that. It's not like a Doctor Who kind of thing, because Doctor Who has its own sort of time tunnel. Like, this time tunnel is very Chrono Trigger-esque, in my opinion.
Oh, I see what you mean. But it's like all sides, though. It's like a circular shape. Not like you're going about to fight Lavos or something.
Yeah, yeah. I guess my question is, did Denver the Last Dinosaur inspire the modern classic that is Chrono Trigger? We have like cave dudes at the beginning playing music, which also exists in Chrono Trigger. I'm just going to assume that anyone that's still in to Video Death Loop here in 2026, as we're on season fucking 10, is all like knows everything about Chrono Trigger. I don't think I can explain Chrono Trigger to you from the ground up. If you don't know Chrono Trigger, I might suggest you not listen to this because I feel like I feel like I've got a lot of Chrono Trigger things to say here.
Aaron, I'm going to be honest. If you started to explain what Chrono Trigger was to those who did not know, I was just going to scream out of the room. I was
you should know.
I cannot handle that. I cannot handle this at my age, Aaron.
You should know, okay? Feel free to pause this, play Chrono Trigger, and come back.
Yeah.
Okay, I might also recommend reading upwards of 20 years of sort of internet like discussion of Chrono Trigger. Like, I'll let you skip 10.
Yeah, play Radical Dreamers. Yeah, just
you don't have to play Radical Dreamers.
Play Radical Dreamers. Radical Dreamers is all right. It's fun.
Yeah, but you know, that's not gonna be it's gonna be such a minor point of Denver the Last Dinosaur here.
Denver would play Radical Dreamers.
He would. But what the fuck else is he gonna do, right? He's a dino. No one's going to hire him.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's got like a rocking electric guitar. He's playing shows for people. So I don't know. He's doing pretty well for a dino.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, does he have opposable thumbs? He does have opposable thumbs.
He does.
So he can play Radical Dreamers all day long.
He just like that. Now this was like, this show was the 88, 89, I think it was. So, this would be
plenty of time for the visionaries at Squaresoft to watch it.
True.
And be true inspired that. To create a time traveling role playing game on the Super Nintendo in 1994.
Yeah, with a group of radical teens to help them out on that.
Listen, there's all kinds of radical teens in Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
You name one teen in Chrono Trigger that isn't radical. Mm.
I can't. Even Megas, who I think is older than a teen, is a radical teen.
Yeah, for sure. He's very broody, like a teen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've got, okay. So there's a caveman group that plays music, very danceable music, in Chrono Trigger. The Denver the Last Dino Saur. It's definitely dinosaur, not dino. That has a cave, there's a caveman band we're watching right there.
Yeah,
big blue egg. Is there not a big blue egg in Chrono Trigger somewhere? I feel like there could be. If there isn't, it could be.
Yeah, like I feel like maybe you fight a version like that. Feels like like something with the Dark Fortress at some point, like would get involved with like a blue egg. I feel like. But I don't know if they like, he plays music and it has like a bunch of other dinosaur friends. And I don't know if they're like, even if he's the last dinosaur, I don't know if he is the last dinosaur.
Do you think it's one of those shows where a lot of it is told through flashbacks, right? It's like Denver's with his friends and like someone's getting bullied at school and Denver's like, that reminds me of when Stegosaurus was getting bullied. I can only imagine that's what his fucking voice sounds like.
Pitch perfect. Yeah. 100%. No notes.
And then
then
we get to see like a flashback to Dino Times and we get to see Stegosaurus getting bullied. And then, I don't know, Stegosaurus figures something out.
What does a Stegosaurus get bullied about? Just
I don't know. Is the plates on his back, maybe they're not big enough? Maybe they're less big. Maybe he has glasses. Maybe he's a Stegosaurus can't see real well.
Got dino glasses.
Dino glasses for sure. I mean, they have opposable thumbs. There's no reason they couldn't invent optometry.
Yeah, they got a lot of sand, a lot of dirt.
Yeah, that's basically all they have.
Yeah.
Just wait on a lightning bolt. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Denver picked up the fucking electric guitar and the English language pretty quickly. These guys might have been geniuses.
Yeah. Just maybe that there's a moment where it has a hyper realistic T-Rex on the screen.
Yeah.
And then it goes to Denver the Last Dinosaur with his opposable ass thumb going back and forth like jabbing, who doesn't look at all like the other T-Rexes or any other dinosaurs rather.
But he doesn't look like that. I mean, maybe that's why he survived, right? Maybe that's why his egg survived into modern times, is he's just a different guy. He's not representative of dinosaurs. maybe we could say, right? Because we just don't know if he is the last dino, right. And you know, presumably at some point, I'm sure he has all kinds of radical adventures for like 6 to 8 months with his friends. And then eventually he's going to be out, I don't know, like rocking out, just walking downtown somewhere with his pink sunglasses and playing his electric guitar. And he's going to go past a, you know, like a cafe, and there's going to be a scientist that's just got his day off, you know, just having some, I don't know, fettuccine Alfredo.
Delicious.
And and he's going to look up and he's like, is that a fucking dinosaur?
The Molly. only time they allowed the word fuck in a cartoon in the 80s, by the way.
Yeah, he's like his wife's like, Molly, is that a dinosaur? And his wife, who is also a scientist, says, yes, Harold, that's a dinosaur.
You don't know about Denver, the last dinosaur?
Yeah. It's like, we've got to do experiments on this bitch. He's been given a cuss pass. No one else is allowed to cuss except for Harold the scientist.
Just use it all the time on that. And it's funny that you should mention that, because I did look up a little bit about the villains of the show, because I got curious, because there's no villains in this opening at all. They're just friendship and radicalness and playing the guitar and dinosaurs from a past time and a volcano that goes into 1999 AD or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the villain, there's two villains in this. And one of them, of course, like you pointed out, is an evil scientist called like Bartholomew Funt, which I like Harold better. We're going to call him Harold.
Maybe Harold's his middle name.
Yeah.
Bartholomew Funt.
Funt, F-U-N-T.
Yeah, I mean, his last name sounds like a cuss word. I mean, come on. I mean, we should find someone to insult with the word funt. Can we just start calling? Yeah, get funted, idiot.
What a load of funts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm offended just at the sound it makes.
Yeah, I feel bad, actually. I apologize to everyone who heard me say funt. That's not who I represent on the Video Death Loop. There's also another villain who is a great rock concert promoter who works with with Dr. Funt as well. They work he saw Denver rocking out on the guitar and thought, mate, I want a dino that rocks out. I could sign him up.
Is he
but
trying
I'm
to
evil.
Like, is he trying to capture Denver to perform for him and make money or something?
I guess it might be a King Kong situation. Yeah.
I mean, the real thing that would happen is that somewhere along the line, there's going to be some scientist is going to try and get a hold of the dino to study him. Actually, I guess we're just assuming Denver is a he. Like, certainly this cartoon does not seem interested in telling us the gender of Denver.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I mean, he definitely, you know, he's got no obvious sexual organs that would, you know, it's not going to be indicative of his gender, obviously, all the time. But, you know, there's really no telling. Like, I don't see, he's not hanging dong, right?
No, there's not like an episode where he turns into Gigi Allen and just like exposes himself on stage or anything.
No,
so.
I mean, motherfucker's got a cloaca probably, right? Like, he's not. Right. We don't know his sex or his gender. And so we don't know any of that. But like, anyway, a scientist would want to capture this guy and do science experiments on him to find out about dinosaurs. But then they don't know. But the problem is that they're going to write all these papers like, oh, dinos loved wearing sunglasses. Dinos will absolutely do gas station boner pills if it comes down to it. They love that. And you know, they like, we don't know what it's doing. He does not have a dick. We did look.
that's on the scientific paper under the asterisk, like note number one, we did look.
if Denver is not typical, if he is an atypical dinosaur, 100% of our dino information about what dinosaurs were like when alive is coming from a non-standard dino.
Yeah,
that's dangerous. You can't be making all these assumptions based on a relatively small sample size. Dr. Funk.
Not
Dr. Funk. Dr. Funt.
Yeah, Dr. Funk is an entirely different character. Yeah,
Dr. Funk. Like, Dr. Funk sometimes plays bass with Denver when he's
he's kind of flaky. He doesn't show up to practice a lot.
Not all the time.
No. Just sometimes, whenever he feels like it. You're right, because if this dinosaur, Denver, he seems to understand English. He's handing out random crystals for his friends to get psychedelic with, it looks like, in one of these parts here.
Yeah, he does give him he does give them something, which I guess initially I kind of read as a fossil, but how fucked up would that be if
you
he's like,
get
look,
fucked
I
up
found
on fossils?
Well, no, just like from a moralistic standpoint, is that Denver's like, look, I found some of the bones of my long dead friends here, new friends. Do you want this piece of their body?
Well, that's also the what else is he going to give them after that? Because like we've already seen the scientists already say like, hey, we gave this dinosaur gas station boner pills. This is going to hand them to his cool friends too. To check this out.
Wait, are you suggesting Denver agrees to have science performed on him?
He doesn't know any better.
In exchange for gas station boner pills and also fossils of his long dead friends.
He's a rock star, baby.
I guess.
He doesn't care. He doesn't have a care in the world. He only cares for rock and roll.
Is Denver an herbivore or a carnivore, do you think?
We have no idea. We actually have no idea on this. He has opposable thumbs, and humans have opposable thumbs mm-hmm. and can play the guitar also. Mm-hmm. And most humans I know are a lot of humans eat a lot of meat, except the ones who choose not to. So
sure.
So there's a possibility there, but it's not like designated any sort of actual dinosaur here.
Yeah. From looking at him, they draw him kind of like they draw the T-Rexes, right? I feel like there's a lot of dinos, at least old-timey descriptions of dinos before everyone sort of came to the realization that most of them were feathery, right?
Right.
That dinos on two legs eats meat. Dinos on four legs, eats a plant.
He's on two legs.
He's on two legs, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he skateboards on two legs.
Yeah, he does. And he just has little like these little, you know, twiddly arms. Like sort of like a T-Rex. So like, is this dude out there like murdering people and eating them?
No, I don't think so. I think like with this rock star lifestyle, maybe the scientists helping him on that. Maybe that helps him with the meat issue. I don't know how much meat he would eat as a dinosaur, like or like of his size on there.
It's a good question.
He doesn't seem like he would take humans as a first option. Maybe as a desperation effort.
He licks his lips, and then people look worried much in this opening cartoon.
Okay.
I mean, maybe the teens keep him sort of like topped off with like burgers and chicken nugs. Like maybe that's part of their deal. With U.S. government, right? Like,
right.
Because if U.S. government hears about dinosaur, especially in the 80s, they are taking dinosaur and they are doing experiments on him to try and make him into an unstoppable killing machine.
As you do.
No questions asked, right? Mm. But they're like, ah, this dino looks pretty fucky. Like, he's no part of him can be modified into a killing machine. So all teens, it's your responsibility to keep him from just going hog wild on the populace. here's a government stipend to spend on burgers and chicken nugs.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty radical grant, all in honesty.
I mean, how else are you, like, unless he does have some kind of a record contract, right? Like, does he have a record that he is making some money off of? Someone's going to have to feed this guy because he's going to start eating. And if he looks like he's in a relatively, like, urban area, and in the urban area, if you don't have money, it's not like there's a lot of other kinds of animals around. It's kind of just humans. There, we do see a dog.
Right.
I mean, maybe he starts off with dogs, but, like, it's not going to be long till Denver the Last Dinosaur kills and eats a human being.
Denver will kill and kill again, is what you're trying to say. Okay.
If he's not fed. So I think U.S. government has, honestly, a responsibility to make sure that Denver the Last Dinosaur does not do that.
Okay. All right. I think you are right on a couple things. Yeah, one, it is up to the U.S. government here, because he is definitely on U.S. soil to solve the issue of, like, what's like, we'll give you some money. We don't know how long Denver the Last Dinosaur lives. We don't know what type of dinosaur he is. We don't know his age and, like, or like, well, we know he's born. He's recent. But that could be 100 years, Aaron. That could be more than that, even. Like, how is that going to be just like a continuous stipend throughout time on that, like, passed down from president to president to be determined that it's like, probably. Oh, yes, we don't need to feed Denver the Last Dinosaur. Let's cut off that stipend. We don't need that funding at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it does become probably somewhat of a political, like, hot topic. Like, should we continue to feed this dino? Or should we just let him eat people?
Yeah, the radical kids are.
I feel like in America 2026, we're just letting him eat people. We're like, I don't know.
It's honestly better for both parties at this point.
It's fine. We couldn't. It's just not. Yeah.
Yeah, look, these radical kids, man. They're like the radical 40s right now. They're they're
50s, right? If it's 80, if it's 88, these kids look like they're probably teen. Like, if I don't know if any of them are 18 or 7, but there's at least like 15 or 16, right? So this was made in 88, these kids were born in 1973. It's currently 2026. These kids are now 53 years old.
God. And they're still having to deal with Denver, the fucking last dinosaur.
It's like, Denver, do you think you can go find your own apartment today? Can you? You have been crashing on my couch for the last 16 years. Do you think maybe go to one of the other radical 50-year-olds? They're not teens anymore.
Like, look, they cut the funding on a grant. We can only afford at least a Whopper or two a day.
Yeah,
we can't give you any more of that. Like, you're maybe go on that reunion tour as Denver the Last Dinosaur. Put it in your rider. Get that raw meat.
Yeah, just tell him you need it. You need it, or you will start eating people.
Mm-hmm. In the audience.
Could you start wearing pants? I'm so tired of seeing your swollen cloaca. And you've got to get clean of these boner pills, dude. Different the Last Dinosaur rips a big hit of his CBD vape. It's like I'm working on it, man.
Oh, God. He has opposable thumbs, so he can't vape.
He can. He's vaping.
He is just like... Like, he has a problem. He has a lot of problems, but the vaping's actually the worst somehow. Not the eating of people.
No, it's just not. It's just not compatible with Dino's internal systems. I mean, I guess that is a real, like, I don't, as much as I've read about Dinos in my life, which admittedly was a lot in like the first 10 to 12 years and significantly less in the decades that followed.
True.
I don't ever really remember hearing what a dinosaur's lifespan was. I don't even know what you would base that on. So you're right. Like, a dino could live 100 years. Dino could live 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe less, right? Like, if birds descended from dinos, I don't get the... I don't have the opinion that that birds live a real long time.
No, not generally, no.
So, like, I guess but then again, dinos are big. Unless they just grow big really, really fast, then maybe, I mean, hell, maybe, have you ever thought about this, Dr. Funk? Maybe birds just used to live longer, and birds will just continue to grow if they live a really long time.
Like
and
a
so
crab.
Maybe birds didn't evolve from dinos. They're just dinos that don't live that long. They don't have enough time to grow.
Yeah, they're not interested in the study because they cannot give enough gas station boner pills to birds compared to the dino. Not as rad.
Filled a bird feeder with boner pills.
Let's
just see what would happen. There's a lot of horny birds out on my lawn right now.
Those birds be fucking, man.
Yeah. Lining up their cloacas.
I'm tapping. I cannot be participant of this bird orgy that you're creating in the mindscape. The fountain is just gross. The bird fountain was already gross anyway. Now it's just especially gross. It's just full of everything.
Gotta leave bird condoms out there.
Just little bird magnums.
Yep. I don't know how they'd wear them. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. Did anyone out there watch the show? I mean, the opening animation, a thing to remember, especially back in the 80s, right, was that the opening animation was usually significantly higher quality than the animation for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And so this animation is kind of good, but I feel like it's maybe like a second tier of it. I mean, it's not like, yeah, it's less was spent on this opening than I think on comparable other shows. I don't remember anything about Denver. Don't remember. Yeah. And it's 6 years old. Dude, if you told me there's like a radical dinosaur that fucking played guitar when I was 6 years old and I could watch that cartoon right now, you better believe I would be watching Denver the Last Dinosaur. But I don't remember this. So I don't think we had this. I don't think it came around where I lived.
I don't remember it either. I would be slightly younger than you on that, but I would have been in the same boat. I would have been like, hell yeah. Like, I would have just assumed that was already on TV anyway, and I would just find it on my own. But that never happened. I would have saw radical dinosaurs be doing radical things the entire time. Apparently, it had enough to – we did this back in season 4, Aaron, by the way. They did a tie-in promotion with the serial Dinosaurs. Do you remember that? Where the dinosaurs
yes,
in a
yes.
diner.
Sadly, I remember dinosaurs.
the quotations in this Wikipedia article I'm reading was like, which sold poorly, was discontinued by the end of, I think, the first season of the show. So
yeah, I mean, I can't even get behind the play on words for dinosaurs.
It's too hard. It's
very
they tried
hard
way
to
too
say.
Hard.
It's yeah. very hard to say. Have you been the sole like dinosaur video selector? Because I know I would not have picked dinosaurs, and I know it earlier on we watched Dinosaucers, which was another dino show, which I do somewhat remember. Only three dino videos for low these last 10 years?
You know, probably I would believe that. I forgot about Dinosaucers, believe it or not, on that.
Dinosaucers!
Still a great theme. Still a great theme.
Do, do, do. Yeah, no, Dinosaucers is pretty good. I'm not going to... If I just search Dino on Video Death Loop...
You could get the Denver the Last Dinosaur theme stuck in your head. He's my friend and a whole lot more.
So I guess Dinosaucers is actually... There's another one called Extreme Dinosaurs we watched. That's not the same as Dinosaurs, though, right?
No. Different okay. Dinosaurs.
You also hosted. You also hosted that.
Aaron, the extreme dinosaurs. I'm dinosaur gas station boner pilled. That's what I am.
We did watch Dinosaurs on here one time, right?
Surely we have.
Maybe. It didn't come up.
Oh man, maybe we fix that at some point.
Maybe we do need to watch Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's a little close though. I think I've only got so many dino jokes in me. So let's let it sit for a bit. Okay. Wow, I'm so surprised. I would have literally bet money we had watched the Dinosaurs opening at some point.
We've watched a lot of openings. We watch a lot of videos on loop, Aaron.
Yeah, we have. I don't remember them all. Every now and again, I will see a video. People will like dig some video out. Do you remember Horse Kicks Tree, Farts on Dog, and Runs yes. Away?
How can I forget?
Someone on a Discord I was on was talking about that video this very week. And I was like, how the fuck are people talking about Horse Kicks Tree, Farts on Dog, and Runs Away? But they sure were.
I mean, that's the Christopher Nolan Odyssey that I'm looking forward to the most. Is Horse, like you know, hits, kicks, tree, farts on dog, and runs away. That is what I want to see in IMAX.
I'm so bad about who they casted to play the horse. Oh, my God. It's not true to the story of Horse Kicks Dog, Farts on Tree, and Runs Away.
Yeah, they did, as long as they get the message, which is the horse will kick the tree, fart on the dog, and run away. I think that's what the people need right now in this time of desperate need.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Aaron, that's Video Death Loop for this week. If you want to submit a video, like a suggestion for us, questions at videodeathloop.com, or ask a question, we answer questions on that. Aaron's one who mostly looks at that. So if you want a video that I don't need to know anything about and you want to surprise me, that's usually the ticket, just questions at videodeathloop.com. We're on Blue Sky at videodeathloop.bsky.social. Which I think I'm the one that mostly looks at that. So if you want to surprise Aaron, send a video suggestion that way. Rate us on your favorite podcast platform, any of them. There's a billion of them. There's one created while we made this show, I'm sure, right now. Put 5 stars, 2 thumbs up, whatever it gives, like 2 Denvers or whatever has you.
Yeah, how many Denvers? Yeah, 1 Denver is okay. 0 Denvers is really bad. Ooh. 2 Denvers is really good. So give us 2 Denvers.
Yeah.
On DenverCast.
Mm-hmm. What else? Tell a friend, please. Tell an enemy. Tell a dinosaur. I don't know. Aaron. Do you, as a co-host, have anything else you want to add?
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.